Shimon the Chetach turned to his right side to see what those Dayanim would say, and they all put their face down. They were afraid of the king. Nifna Lismoli turned to his left side, the Kavsha Pneum Akaka. The Dayanim on the left side also put their head down. They were afraid to pass anything against the king. All Malem Shimon the Chetach. So Shimon the Chetach said like this, Baalim Achshav Esatim. Like, you're stand thinking, you're dreaming here. If so, Yovoi Baalim Achshav Esatim. Like, let the real Baal Machshava Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu come and pay back to you what you deserve, or that you're afraid now to pass against the king. So miyad, what happened right away was, Bo Gavriel v'choftu mekarka. Omesu, that Gavriel came and threw him down to the ground, the other Dayanim, and they all died. So this was what happened when they wanted to bring the king, Yanai, which was the Malcha Yisrael, to a Din Torah. So B'yaisu Shor, at that time Omru, the Chorah made a Takonin saying, Melech, a king. What happened here was from Malchus Yisrael, so the Kohen was only by a Melech of Yisrael, that Leidan, V'leidon Anoisai, he cannot be a Dayan by a Psak Din, and V'leidon Anoisai, we cannot bring the king to a Din Torah. Leimeyed V'leimid Anoisai, he cannot say this for anybody else, and we do not say this for him. That was the Takonin Midrabonin, was the Takonin, from Mishum Takonin Rabonin made such a Takonin. Then the Mishnah says, Loi choylet v'loi choltin, that a melech, he cannot make chalitza on his brother's wife, or if he dies, nobody can make chalitza on his wife. And then the Mishnah brings down the Yudah, and the Yudah says, if he wants to, he could. For at the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. Ivomer Ravashi, afilu l'man diyomar, nosi shemachla kvoidi kvoidi mochel, even if he holds it a nosi, the president. If he wants to be mochel, give up his covet, he has a right to. But a melech, Shemachal al kvoidoi and kvoidoi mochel. You know, if a king wants to do this, it doesn't help. A king has no right to be mochel al kvoidoi. Shinem, the Pesach says, Soim tosim alecha melech. I have to put a king here. It means, Shetei e mosoi alecha. That his fear should be upon us. In other words, at all times, we have to fear the king. The king can never be mochel his covet. So really, it's a kashan of Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah that if the melech wants to make chalitza, we let him make chalitza? By chalitza is being mevaz himself. Chalitza means in the case where the king's brother died without children, so if he's going to make chalitza on his brother's wife, they have to take off the shoe, and she spits at him. So it's not the kovadik that somebody should spit at the king. So if you hold that a king can't be mechal akvoidoi, how could you review to say that a king is allowed to do chalitza? By him doing chalitza, he's the chur being mechal akvoidoi. He's being mevaz himself. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you mitzvah shani. We have you know that that's true. But the mokum mitzvah is muta. Here it's a mitzvah to make chalitza. Shema mokum chalitza, then the king is allowed to be mevato. Moichalak vaydoin. Therefore, you know, if the king wants to, he can make chalitza. Then it says what? Nobody could marry the wife of a king. Even after the king dies, nobody can marry his wife. The Mishnah says again, "V'yeinoisin amanosai." Nobody's allowed to marry the amana if the king dies. Nobody can marry his wife. If you do, I know, "Noisi amelach amanosai shemelach." That another king could marry the amana of a king. And he says that's what we find by David. That David married the amanosai shel Shaul. That it says, "Shenem aviyet lecho es beit adenecho es nesher adenecho betekecho." That they put the wives of Shaul were given over to David. You see, David HaMelech married the wives of Shaul after Shaul died. That's a Yudas Raya, that one Melech is allowed to marry another king's almona. Now the Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Omru Lele of Yudah. The Chum said back to Yudah, no, you're wrong. Noshe Maru Yisloi, Bibes HaMelech. You know who David married? He married wives that smutted him. It was not the wives of Shaul. It was ladies that he was allowed to marry. Rashi and Matoris loy, Avonoshe Shashol loy, Havadi did not marry Shaul's wife. He married other wives. Yeah. If so, Umayni, who were they? Meir of Umechol. That's who he married. These were the daughters of Shaul. So that he's allowed to. So therefore, they argue in Abuda that a king, even a king, is not allowed to marry the almona of another king. Now, Shaul Tamida Vesrab Yesi. The Tamida Vesrab Yesi. Heich Nosa David Shtei Achoyas. How was David allowed to marry the two daughters, they were sisters, the two daughters of Shaul? How could David and Melech marry Meira and Michal? They were two sisters. And we know you're not allowed to marry two sisters when they're both alive. So how can you marry both of them? Omalahem, that's what the Talmidim asked Rav Yosi. So Rav Yosi answered back, Omalahem, Michal achar misas Meirav Nasa. He only married Michal after Meirav died. He did not marry them together. He married one after another. Okay, that's Rav Yosi's terrace. We have Yeshua ben Korchoy Meir, Kiddushay Toys Hayaloi, the Meirav. No, he married both of them together, but he wasn't married to both of them. It was a Kedusha Toys to Meirav. So he was only really married to Michal. He was not married to Meirav. But Meirav was a Kedusha Toys. It was a mistake there. Shadam the Apostle says, Tanois Ishti, es Michal, give me my wife Michal, asher restarti li b'nei arlas plishtim, that I paid for you, that I killed 100 plishtim, I gave you their arlas, I gave you. So, my Talmud, what's the Talmud over here? To say the what? That by Meirav was a Kedusha Toys. Here it says 100. No, it's 100. We'll soon see. Met Amar Papa, Meichal Ishtoi V'loi Meirav Ishtoi. Because the passage says Meichal was his wife, and not Meirav. Meirav was not his wife. Because by Meirav it was called a Kedusha Tois. That was not his wife. Yeah. Now the Amar explains, my Kedusha Tois, what was the Kedusha Tois by Meirav? You see, the passage says, Voyoish asher yakenu yasrenu amelech oisher gadol. Says the show first that whoever kills Goliath, whoever kills him, I'll give that person back oisher gadol. And also, Rashi says, so what happened was, Ozal Dovid Melech went, at that time before he was king, Kotle, he killed Goliath. Omaloi, so show said to him, Milve Islacha Gaboy, you should know, he has a nubba by me. Rashi, oisher gadol, the Kedushin Acherim Lo Kibalti. I did not accept any other Kedushin, so it's like I have a milv, I owe you something. Now, the Melech said, I'll give you an Oisha Gadol. That's what I owe you. So when David went to marry Meirav, he didn't give her any money L'Shem Kedushin, but he said, listen, you owe me money, so that money I'm giving L'Shem Kedushin. And the klal is, the Mekadesh B'milv, Ein HaMekadeshes. And if you marry somebody with a milv, if she owes you money, and you marry her now with that money, it's Einam Kodeshes. So therefore, David wanted to get married to Meirav with the Kedushin of a Milva, and the Lacher is, I'm a Kedushin Milva, Einam Kodeshes. That's why the Kedushin was not Chal. Ozal Yoyev Le'Adriel. So that happened was Shaul went and gave his daughter Meirav to Adriel. Just so the Pasuk says, V'yeis, taste as Meirav, Ba'ashol Le'David. That they gave Meirav Ba'ashol Le'David. Shashi base taste, when it came the time to give Meirav to David, instead of giving her to David, Shaul gave her to Adriel. Omalei, he said like this, if you want, I'll give you Meichel. Zil Aisili Meir Olas Plishtim. Go bring me 100 Olas of Plishtim. Ozil Aisile, he brought him. So, Omalei, so he said like this, Milvil Prutis Lechagaboi. So David now said like this, listen, now Shaul, you owe me a milva, you owe me money, and also I'm giving you right now 100 orlas. That's like I'm giving you a pruta. So it's a machlekes, if you want an Mekadesh Anisha, when she owes you money, but you're also giving her a pruta. So you tell her, I'm being Mekadesh you with a milva and with a pruta. What's the locha? Shall Shaul, sova Shaul, a melechel, milva, pruta, dairti, a milva. And the locha is, it's in the Mekadeshes. Because she ikka mind, her ikka mind was upon the milva, and therefore you can't be mekadesh with the milva. For David, so David held not like that. But David held that milva pruta, when you want to be mekadesh and isha, and she has the milva that she owes you money, but you're also giving her a pruta right now. So the question is, you stand be mekadesh with both. What is in her mind? What does she really mean to make the kedushin with? So David held daite ya pruta, that the dasas aren't a pruta, and therefore she was mekudesh to her. Rashi says, "Shol sova daitei to mekadesh lemekadesh b'milva." That's more choshev. Hilgar, therefore, it was not kedushin, and that's why Shol went and gave her to Palti Belish. That's why Shol gave Michal, even though really she was married to David. So how could we soon see how could Shol give her away to somebody else? Because Shol held the kedushin was not chal. Shol held it was still a mekadesh b'milva pruta. It's ain't a mekadeshes, but David held not like that. David held that I'm giving her a pruta right now, and therefore I'm married to her, and that's why David called her Ishti. David called her my wife. The boy said, by Meirav, the Kedusha was not Chal. because there was only kedushin of a milva. The kadosh b'milva then the mekadeshes. But by michal, there was already a pruta, and there the kedushin is chal. The boy assembled the terrace like this. The kula yalm, everybody holds milva pruta, that get pruta. Everybody holds like that. The really should be chal. But shol savale chazal midi. Shol held that these 100 orlas, what are orlas? Took off the skin of the goyim, they're not worth a penny. So he held there's no kedushin here. It's only the milva. The milva is enem kedushas. The dovet savano chazal lekal bevishunri. What do you mean? These 100 orlas here, you can give to the dogs, you can give to the cat's teeth. So the taka worth something. Therefore, David held the kedushin is chal. And that's why he held that Micha was his wife. Halimur says, Rabbi Yossi, hi Tanoa Sishti, as Michal, my Darshbe. Current Rabbi Yossi, what to do with the drosha said of David said, my wife, Michal. Samur says, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanoa goes according to his own town with Taimei. Tatanya, Rabbi Yossi, how you Darish Mikrois, Morvin. He used to dash him sukim that were mixed up. Ksiv, it says, Viika, Hamelaches, Shnei, Bene Ritzpo, Bas Aya, Shayod, Lashol. Et adoyni v'yes mipivoshes v'yes chameshes b'nei michol asher yodol yadriel hamechulosi. For the Gemara v'chil adriel nosna was she given to adriel v'aloy lepalti ben lish nosna. Michal was given to palti ben lish. Neyev was given to adriel, but the second daughter of Shol Nechol, she was given to palti ben lish. So why does the pasuk say she was given to adriel? So the pasuk says the shol nosan as Michal Bitoy Ashes double the palti ben lish. But the boss says Shol gave over the wife of David, which was Michal, he gave her to palti ben lish. I think more before, because Shol held the kedusha was not chal. Ella, what's from the pasuk over here? Why does it say Ladriel? It was really the husband was to palti ben lish. Ella meant to say here Makish kedusha meriv liadriel le kedusha Michal le palti. We make a hekeshir, the kedushin that Meriv was to Adriel, the same thing applies to Mecha when she went to Palti. Ma kedushin Mecha le Palti biavera, just like when Mecha was given over to Palti was done biavera, because really she was married to David. So if she's married to David, she's an anxious ish, the kedushin to Palti is not chal, there's no kedushin at all. So Yosef holds, and the apostle means to say, ask kedushin Meriv, li Adriel, the same thing, when Meriv was given over to Adriel was also biavera. The kedusha was also not chal. That's what the Beisi holds. So therefore, since the kedusha was not chal, so then really according to him, David was married to both of them. So then the kashra is, how could David be married to two sisters? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. That's what the Beisi answered before. It was zeh achazeh. When he was married to one, he wasn't married to the other one. He only married the second one after the first one died. That's what the Beisi learns. Omaloch, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, Nami, says the five daughters, the five children here. Did Mechel give birth? It was Merav that gave birth. Merav Yoda, the Terence says Merav gave birth, Taka. Mechel Gidla, Mechel brought them up. The figure, therefore, Nikra Shema is called in her name. Lamech comes to teach us, she called Amagadol, Yosem, Adir Beisai, Manal of the Kasa Kilo Yodai. If you bring up a yosem in your house, if you bring up a kid in your house, it's mamish considered like it's your kid, kilu yodai. That's trying to pasuk over here. And what says, Rabbi Chanina Amri Hacha, I have another proof for this Yisai, that if you bring up a yosem, you bring up a kid in your house, it's like you bought him, it's like your kid. Pasuk says, Vatikren lo yashchenois shein lemer, yoylad ben lanami, was born a son to Nami, to Noimi. Vichinami yolda was Nami give birth, volai Rus yolda, Rus gave birth to her. Elul Pshat was Rus Yolda, true Rus gave birth to the baby. But Venami Yolda, Venami Gidla, Nami brought her up. The thing is therefore Nikra Shema is called in her name. Yabyechon Amar Mihachon, the same is there enough in this pasuk over here. The Ishtoi HaYehudis, Yoldeth Yerad Avigdor, Ela B'nei Baisya Basparo, Hashemokach Loi Merit, for the Merit Zekolet, Volom Nikra Shema Mosem, Merit for Shemorad B'Yatzim Raglim. He did listen, he fought against the Yatzim Raglim. A couple of the kasher is the chibasya yolda. Did Basya give birth to the baby? Valoy to Moshe. I valoy Yecheved yolda. Yecheved was the mother. Ella Yecheved yolda. Taka true. Yecheved taka gave birth to her to the Moshe. But Basya gidla. Basya the bas paro brought up Moshe. The thing of therefore Nikra Shema called in his name. We have lezor mehach from another pasuk. It's mashma the same Yisoid that you bring up a kid. It's like you. It's like your kid. Pasuk says, Gal Tov is Roy Amcha B'nei Yaakov, V'Yosef Sela. Question is, V'Yosef Yolad V'la Yaakov Yolad. It wasn't Yosef, it was Yaakov. El Yaakov Yolad V'Yosef Kilkol. Yosef was the one that fed all the brothers. Therefore, the Tikach Nikra Shema is called in his name. And Omer Rab Shmuel Banachmein, Omer Rab Yenison. Kol Amalam Ed Ben Chavei Retoira, Malo V'Chazer Kilo Yoldoi. If you teach your son's child Torah, it's considered like you Kilo Yoldoi, you brought him. Shenema Vielo told us Aaron and Moshe, Oksiv Vielo Shmais Ne Aaron, Loimeloch, Aaron Yolad, O Moshe Limad. That even though it was really Aaron's children, not Moshe's, still the Pasuk calls it Moshe's children. Why? Because Lefikach Nikra Shemai, it was called Vielo told us Aaron and Moshe, they called Moshe's children because Moshe taught them Torah. Lachain Koyamar Hashem, El Beis Yaakov Shepodes Avram. What do we find that Avram Avinu was Poda Avram? Yaakov was Poda Avram. Or Rav Yehuda Shepoda Mitzar Gidubonim. He was Poda Mifreedim from the Tsar of Gidubonim. Shepoda Mitzar Gidubonim says Shut Lol of Terech Hashvatim. Shall Avram Oye Mutlois the Terech? The Sivir Beis Yazarach of Upadayim. That really the Tsar was supposed to be upon Avram Avinu. Just was put upon Yaakov. Yaakov freed Avram from the Gidl, the Tsar of bringing up the Shvatim. But I know that the Pasuk says, Layata Yavash Yaakov, Layata Yavash Yaakov Miyaviv, Layata Ponav Yechvuroi, Miyavi Yaviv. That he took over the Tsaris of his father and his grandfather. And then Yaakov took over the Tsaris from his grandfather, Avram Avinu. Now, Ksiv Palti, it says Palti, Ksiv Paltiel. What's the Pshat? Omer Rav Yechanan, Palti Shmai. Again, that this was Mechel, was given over to Palti Belish. Really, his name was Palti. But Paloma Nikra Shmai Paltiel, why was his name called Paltiel? Shepoto Kael Min Havera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the Havera. There is really Mechel here, was the Eshes David. She was married to David. Yashol held she wasn't married to David. So Shol gave her to Palti Belish. So really, it's an Havera for Palti to live with her. And that's what happened. Palti stood away from her, did not touch her. Ma'asa, what did Palti do? Noyetz cherev v'nola b'noh. He put a sword between the two of them. Omri said like this, Kol oisek v'dov v'zeh, whoever tries to touch one another, is yedakim b'cherev, should be struck in by this with the sword. For Aksid the Pasuk says, v'yelech ito, v'yelech ato isha, what does that mean to say? Shenasa lak isha. So his mamash man, mashma, they were married, like it was like his wife. I have said the Pasuk says, Uboche ela mitzvah, the Yazuminei, that he cried upon the mitzvah that he left her. In other words, he did not live with her. Trashi Voksiv Isha Alma Bo let him live with her. So Samar says Nashalok Isha Shay Megadla Machaba just means I have said Yelach Ito Isha. Samora said answers Shenasala Kisha. Just means to say that they were close together. They helped one another, but they did not touch one another. Well, Siva the Pasuk says Holacha Bocha. Shah Holacha Bocha. Rabbi Rashi Bekusha Kanosiv Lo. So there it says Holacha Bocha Al Amitzvah Diyozel Minei Ad Bechurim. That means Shenasu Shnen Kibchurim. They both made Kibchurim. What does that mean? Shloitomo tambi, as if they never lived, they never lived together. Om Rav Yechanan, Toikvoi Shal Yosef, and so that was the Meister with Patio Ben Lish. That even though he was staying married, he was living with Mechel, they were in the same house, but they never touched one another. Mamish, the whole time, he held himself back. Alright, turn over. The Gemara goes through a few people like that. That Yosef held himself back also from Moshe's point of Aaron, and the Nusai Shal Bayis. It was a little bit of what Bayis did. Rashi says, Toik Shal Yosef Nusai Shal Bayis, Dova Godel Shal Yosef, Kedova Kal Vakotin Shal Bayis. Toik Yiv Dova Godel Vachomer. Because what Bayis did was much more stronger than what Yosef did. And Toik Shal Bayis, that's what Bayis held himself back the whole night, and with Nusay Shal Palti Ben Lish was like nothing compared to Palti Ben Lish, because Palti Ben Lish had a whole lifetime like that. Toik for Shal Yosef Nusay Shal Boyes Zichsev V'Bechas Yelayel of Yechvarish V'Yilefes. It says that Boyes Ramesh he woke up in the middle of the night, and Ruth was next to him, so he had the whole night to be with her, and so he held himself back. That was more bigger holding back then by Yosef. Yosef was only 1 second there. My be Yosef. What's the point mean by Yosef? Or Marav Shenasa B'Solik Kirosha Liftoi. His body became, or his Ezer became, like the tip of a lefes. Rosh of Niskasha came very hard. The Afab knows he wanted to have B, he wanted to live with her. The Afab became Kovas Yitzra, he held himself back. The Afab Pisha Pinuyahoyt, even though really Rus was a Pinuyah, the Ema Demita, the Mamash in the same bed there, still he held himself back the whole night. That was a bigger Tfisha Sayetzer than by Yosef. Because Avu Yosef, Eshes Ishoyso. Vein Ema Demita. By Yosef, Eshes Potiphar, really she was married to somebody else, and they weren't in the same bed. So Yosef's holding back wasn't as great as by